The area you're passing through now is actually the territory of the original Norman colony. And this was established here, nearly 1,000 years ago. And unlike other areas that the Normans occupied in Ireland, which did change over time, and some of them became, as I say, more Irish than the Irish themselves, they adopted Irish ways, Irish laws, Irish dress, that never happened here in this part of Wexford. Protected by Forth Mountain up there to the north and then the sea to the south, the colony that was established here was left effectively alone and continued its life undisturbed by all the conflicts that raged elsewhere across Ireland and that changed so much about the Norman colonies in those areas. So what you're looking at here is effectively a fossilized landscape. And up to 150 years ago, it even had its own unique language. And this was known as Yola. And it is the language of those very first colonists, the first people who came here 1,000 years ago, and it's preserved almost unchanged for all that time. Yola is a very old form of English with bits of French and Flemish and Irish all thrown into it. And it all reflects the ethnic mix of the various people who settled here all those years ago. Later on, when more people came here from England, maybe 300, 400, 500 years ago, they were quite taken aback by what they found here. It was a language that they could clearly see was in some way akin to their own, but it was so ancient as to be completely unintelligible to them. And in fact, that's the key to it, because Yola simply means old in this language. And to hear it spoken or sung opens a direct channel to the past. It's as if you had managed to tune your radio back to the year 1200 AD, and what you hear crackling over the airwaves is the voice of our Norman ancestors.